Hi, this is Rob and Mike from the McClellan Financial Group, and this is Think Smart with TMFG.
Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I've had a couple of questions from clients lately about, what's going on in the market, and they seem, we were off to a great start this year, and they seem a little concerned about let's call it the volatility that has been taking place over the last 4 to 6 weeks. What's your take on it?
Well, a lot of it's been due to tariffs. We keep on hearing all this talk about Trump and what's going on with China, more recently what's going on with Mexico. So tariffs have had a big impact on the recent volatility.
And what, I get why tariffs, it's something new, it's something different. Why does the market react so much to something like tariffs?
Well, when you look at tariffs and the reaction of the market, it's because the trade is going to be reduced. So number one, there's a reduced trade for China. So it has an effect on China because obviously they won't be selling as much goods to the U.S., there's also going to be an inflationary component to that. So if all of a sudden, when you have to go and tear apart tariffs and understand them, people get very confused. And even Trump, he was acting as if when he puts a tariff on it, China's going to pay the tariff. The reality, if the U.S. imposes a 15 or 25% tariff on China, it doesn't mean China's going to pay the U.S. 25% for everything they sell in the U.S. The reality is China gets the same amount of money as they did before, but the consumer on the U.S. side of things is going to pay a tax to the U.S. government of that 15 to 25%. So in reality, China is not paying anything to the U.S. It's not costing them more. The idea behind tariffs is to make it so people in the U.S. buy less Chinese goods and buy more homemade U.S. goods.
So if I think of my, a simple example, and I'm a consumer and I'm sitting here in Canada, and sometimes I order goods from the States and I thought I was paying, $39. And by the time it arrives here, it's $59 because there's a tariff put on it. And exactly. So it makes me question next time, do I want to order that product from the States? Or am I better to source out a Canadian or some other country's solution?
Essentially, yeah. Basically the same type of thing.
Do you think, let's deal with, China itself. Do you think it makes sense to put a tariff on Chinese products?
The reality is you do have to put a tariff on some of the Chinese goods, or you do have to create some type of equalization between the U.S. and China. China basically has no labor laws. It has very lax environmental laws. It has very few copyright laws. And with that, they have a bit of an unfair advantage over the U.S. This has been going on for years and years. But if we go back 25 or 30 years ago, China was more involved in the textile industry and more involved in toys and things along that line. In the recent, let's say 5 to 10 years, China has become very good at producing goods, especially electronic goods. Their quality control has gone up tenfold from where they were before. So right now, China is producing goods of almost comparable quality to Japan or the U.S. So now they've become very competitive, and they have a big competitive advantage with their low labor costs, their lax environmental laws, and the copyright situation.
So I'm thinking, so you put a tariff of, say, 25% on Chinese goods, but we're in a global world today, and 6 months out, my guess is some entrepreneur in Korea is going to see what's going on, and they don't have any tariffs if Chinese goods come into Korea. And so he'll just circumvent the system and start selling to the American citizens that way through Korea. Like, the thing doesn't last.
Yeah, it's hard to permanently control all this. With the especially with the way the world is going with free, with trade going amongst all these different countries. By the time you get a good, you know, you buy a car nowadays, even if you buy an American car, most of it isn't made in America. You know, whatever you buy American is made all over the world. Because U.S. is just not capable of producing parts at that cost that's needed.
And you're not going to be able to get your factories up and running, get your, you know, your factory workers trained to be able to even get close to competing with other countries.
I was at Best Buy last week, and I looked at the price of a 40-inch TV. It was $300 or $399. Imagine how much we used to – I remember when I was a kid, my parents were paying $1,000 for an old Zenith TV. I think Zeniths were made in the U.S. There was RCA, Zenith, and those different brands. And to get your 26-inch TV, they used to pay $1,000. That was back in 1970s, right? And now you're paying $299 for a 42-inch flat-screen TV. The prices have come down so much because of how cheap Chinese labor is. The consumers become used to paying that price.
And at the end of the day, yeah, so TVs are cheaper and other things are more expensive. We now have a cell phone bill that we didn't have, you know, many, many years ago. So the consumer isn't necessarily that much better off. The expenses have just shifted to something else. So what about Mexico? What, you know, what's the deal there? So they've signed this trade agreement. And then Trump gets a little upset about the number of citizens that are crossing the border from Mexico into the U.S. and suddenly wants to put a tariff on Mexico. What do you think the implications of that are?
Well, the problem is Trump is running a country like he ran his businesses when he bankrupted them. You know, we've always heard the problem with Trump in the past was he would go back in every deal. He'd do whatever's in his favor at the time. And essentially in New York, people didn't want to deal with Trump for a while because they were afraid of not being paid. You're finding he's running the country in the same manner now. If he doesn't like one piece of the deal, he'll just walk away from it. The problem is people will stop making deals with him. If a deal is only good when it's in one person's favor and it's canceled when it goes the other way, it's not really a deal.
So long and the short of it, the deal with, you know, China might make sense. The deal with Mexico has probably got more issues just because it's a sign that this guy's going to keep changing the deal.
Yeah, we signed a free trade deal with the U.S. Last year. You know, who knows how much he's going to stick with it? If all of a sudden in Canada we do something he doesn't like, is he going to change around the whole deal we have?
And so I guess you come back to, you know, what creates the volatility in the markets? And markets, you know, always get worried about two things. They get worried that, you know, inflation's coming back into the economy. That's always a sign that, you know, that's going to make the markets get a little unsettled for a while. Because if inflation comes back in, the only way to lower inflation is to increase interest rates. And if interest rates go up, you know, the cost of living, the cost for businesses go up. And so that's where the market gets scared. What I always find interesting is what Trump's doing is just short-term trade negotiations, and he's messing up the market.
Yeah, and this will continue. You know, as you said, market fluctuation, uncertainty is the biggest culprit too, right? And as we have these deals going on with China, there's a real uncertainty how all this stuff is going to settle out. And that creates a lot of volatility.
It does. I mean, even go back to when, you know, Mexico and the U.S. and Canada, and they broke up our agreement, and the market went crazy, you know, all worried about it, and it got resolved. Well, at least it did until now.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll see what the future has to hold.
Well, and I, you know, when stuff like this happens, I always go back to my basic thing is that as consumers, we need goods and services to live our life. And as long as we're doing that, I think the equity markets will do great.
As always.
As always. We'll talk to you soon.
Cheers. Thank you.
You have been listening to the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management Limited. Asante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Asante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources, however, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the above, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances.